For KJLH, I'm R&B historian Tyrone Dubois with a moment in Black history. Jazz plays a vital part of R&B, and Miles Davis is considered one of the top musicians of his era. Born in Alton, Illinois, he was introduced to the trumpet at age 13, and at 17 years old, he was invited by Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker to join them on stage. In the early 1950s, Davis became addicted to heroin and overcame his addiction in 1954. Miles' second album, called Bitches Brew, was recorded a few weeks after the 1969 Woodstock Festival and became a best-selling gold album. Davis was also featured on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, becoming the first jazz artist to be recognized. The 9-time Grammy Award winner only made the R&B charts once in his entire career, with a single that reached number 13 called The Doobop Song in the year of 1992, a year after his passing from respiratory distress in Santa Monica, California. For more information, you can go to my website, rnbhistorian.com. For KJLH, I'm America's premier R&B historian, Tyrone Dubois.